Newbie poll here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. West Virginia, all three congressional races, an important seat in the Senate. Republicans want it. President Trump has tried helping the challenger, State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, overtake Joe Manchin. Let's ask Professor Spencer Kimball, the man with the data. Take it from here.
Well, we did take a look at that U.S. Senate race with Joe Manchin and State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. And we've got Manchin up 12 points, 45-33, with about 16% undecided. And where Manchin really has an advantage here is his favorability in the state. He's at a plus 10 with a 47% favorable, 37% unfavorable, while Morrissey is underwater with a 44% unfavorable and only a 32% favorable rating. So he has some work to do to increase his favorabilities and try to bring down Manchin's. And with that in mind, Manchin has just released a new TV ad with his famous shotgun, but this time he's shooting down a lawsuit backed by Morrissey. And about half the voters, 56%, have seen the ad. And when we asked, you know, does it make a difference? Are you more likely or less likely to vote for Manchin because of the ad? 45% said that they were more likely to vote for Manchin. 38% said that they were less likely. But then we dug a little deeper into those numbers, and we saw that amongst undecided voters in the race, that 16%, they were not really as in favor of that ad. 38% said that they were less likely compared to 27% that said that they were more likely to vote for the incumbent. So we'll have to see if maybe that ad was really intended just to reinforce his base vote, and that would be enough for him to win in the election.
That's some interesting and fun stuff. I'm sort of digging at this deep here, but we have you here. You talked about the base vote. Is there like a demographic or a type of voter that Manchin is doing well with?
Well, there is a very strong gender divide in this state or in this race. Morrissey is competing with Manchin with men voters. He's getting about 30%, 37% of that vote. Manchin's getting about 40%. But with female voters, Manchin's got a wide lead of 49-29. So Morrissey's got a lot of room to make up with female voters.
All right. As stated, we're doing every congressional district once again this week. Iowa last week, West Virginia this week. But before we get to the latest survey data, need to tell Emerson Polling supporters that they can further support Emerson Polling by supporting our sponsor, Vistaprint.com, and use that code ECPP. Vistaprint.com, code ECPP. Get a great deal on business cards, which I'll tell everybody out in a sec, but please help us support all that Spencer and his students do here at Emerson Polling. The e-polls, we say it every week, it's an opportunity for Emerson students and to culminate their work and to make the professional impression in the right moment. Emerson Polling orders their business cards from Vistaprint. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. That's right, just $10. It's a very low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes. Upload your own design, pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that is right for you, and choose your delivery speed. It's as simple as that. You can do this all in just a few clicks and use it on all of your marketing going forward. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. That's code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. ECPP at Vistaprint.com. West Virginia, let's do this in order, Spencer. Start with District 1.
Well, District 1 is Representative David McKinley, and he's in a very strong position. He's getting 43% of the vote, Democratic opponents at 14%. There's still 43% undecided, but he has won in the past by large numbers. Always keep in mind that Trump won all of these districts by over 40 points, basically. So, that will be one that's probably not something we're going to have to look at again. But as soon as we get to the central portion of the state, that second district has tightened. And we see Representative Alex Mooney, who is actually similar to Morrissey in that he is from Maryland. Morrissey is from New Jersey. In fact, Mooney has served in Maryland legislature, I believe. But he's getting 32% of the vote. And he's running against a strong Democrat, Tally Sergeant. And she's getting about 24%. So being down to 8 with about 44% undecided, is within striking distance, but Mooney's got a really strong money advantage. He's about $1.3 million more in the bank than Sergeant. So a lot of money to make up, but sometimes, you know, money can't solve momentum. If we take a look down in the third district, that's the open seat that came to be when Evan Jenkins ran for the Senate. I believe he's now in the West Virginia Supreme Court, but as a justice. We have a Democrat, Richard Ojeda, down there, and he's a military career. He's a Democrat who has outwardly said he voted for Trump. He's into coal. It's a very strange, messaging coming from that third district. But we have him leading the Republican, Carol Miller, 36 to 31. I believe she had a very difficult primary, and I think maybe there's some divisiveness within there. I think an important point, if we talk about that primary in the third district, is that 57,000 people voted in the Democratic primary. Only 37,000 voted in the Republican primary. Ojeda got nearly 30,000 votes himself, while Miller, was just under 9,000. So I think that there is some potential for the Democrats to take one, maybe potentially two seats, depending on where the momentum goes.
Well, this was a state ideologically that seemed to shift with Trump 2 years ago. It was the blue state with seemingly for eons, and Republicans thought they would be able to make a move here, not that they did in 2016, and maybe going forward for years on end. So what really is going to be their game plan to close out on that?
Well, I think you're going to have more of Trump and Trump issues. The president is still very popular in the state. As I said, he won the state by 40 points. He's got a 55% favorability rating, a 36% unfavorable rating. That's one of the highest ratings we've seen for the president in all of these state polls we've been doing all summer long. And then his issues, sanctuary cities, they're not favorable in West Virginia. 49% oppose them, 22% favor them. So you might see Republicans circling back on that issue. The tariffs is another one where the people in West Virginia think that they're good for West Virginia, with 43% in agreement, with only 31% saying that they're bad for the Mountaineer state. And so that's probably, you'll see more of Trump, particularly in the second and third district, even if Manchin's able to hold, a high or low double digit lead, the Republicans still need to, hold the second, if not the third, in the House as well.